אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Joining us now, we have Mark Leach. Mark is the founder and CEO of the Never Again Is Now movement. Mark, welcome to SBS Hebrew.
Marielle, thank you so much for having me, and I'm glad we're doing this in English because my Hebrew's not that great.
Well, actually, when I say SBS Hebrew, it's a little bit of a misnomer because it is partially in English, partially in Hebrew. So we allocate certain parts for different parts of the community. We've got the Jewish part, which speak the English, and then we've got the Israeli part, which speak the Hebrew. Yeah. So
fantastic.
It's an ethno-religious radio station. But in any case, we're very glad to have you here, Mark. Can you please tell our listeners what Never Again Is Now all about?
Well, we started after the attacks of October the 7th and the rallies we saw in Sydney on the 9th, and it became clear to me and a few friends that we needed to mobilise everyday Australians to stand against the anti-Semitism that was erupting on our streets, and which seemed very obvious to me would only get a whole lot worse when Israel went into Gaza to recover the hostages and defeat Hamas. And unfortunately, that has been exactly the case. So we have been going now for nearly 2 years, working to mobilise everyday Australians, Christians, people of all faiths and none, to stand against anti-Semitism by renewing our commitment to Western civilization and the idea that here in Australia we simply don't hate people because of their religion or because of conflicts overseas.
Mm. And what are your findings with this? Have you seen that groups have been amassing and increasing in numbers, or would you say that it's plateauing, or would you say it's around the same? How are you finding it?
In terms of anti-Semitism?
In terms of anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Yes. I think there has been a deeply disturbing reality that the anti-Semitism that sort of lay dormant in so many people's hearts has been, given license to appear under the guise of anti-Zionism and the war in Gaza. And we've found people all over the country now turning against Israel, turning against Jewish people in ways that would have been unthinkable for them to be so public about it a few years ago. So, yeah, it's concerning, but I'm optimistic. I think the vast majority of Australians I speak to, when you explain to them what's going on, they think this is completely un-Australian and stand resolutely with the Jewish community and, God willing, with Israel.
Mm. But do you think that the people that are not Jewish that are attending these rallies are religious people? Do you think that there's this idea that you have to be religious in order to attend, or are they just everyday Australians that are the unsung heroes, essentially?
Of our rallies?
Of your rallies, exactly.
Of our rallies. Oh, no, they're just everyday Australians. Some of them are Jewish, some of them are Christian, we get a bunch of Persians coming out, Iranians who detest the regime, secular libertarians, atheists. It's a whole range. We're a very, very broad movement, united around this singular purpose of combating anti-Semitism.
So tell me about your story and how you spearheaded this initiative. Why did you start this movement?
Well, on October the 9th, there was the infamous rally in Sydney that ended up at the Opera House, but it started on the steps of the Anglican Cathedral in Town Hall Square, between the Town Hall and the Cathedral. And I heard this was happening. I thought it was appalling. I knew this pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel rally was, going to be full of hate. The IDF hadn't gone into Gaza. This was just purely, an outpouring of hate towards Jewish people and towards Israel. So I went down to the square. I took an Israeli flag. I'm an Anglican minister, so I put on my clerical shirt and looked all religious and went and stood up in the middle of the rally. And as it got going, I took out an Israeli flag and I stood there to make a stand in solidarity with Israel, but also to say this kind of hatred is un-Australian and Australians need to see what's going on and see this hatred for what it is. Mm. So, and then after that, it just became clear that there was an enormous amount of work to do to educate and mobilise everyday Aussies. So we started running events, started with a big event in Sydney, and then through the course of last year, we ran events around the country. I started speaking at all kinds of places, political party meetings, churches, shuls, community groups, just educating people. And a year ago, I finished my job in the church. We set up the charity, and we're building this movement around the country now and gaining momentum. And, you know, it's been quite the ride.
That's fantastic. And have you yourself copped any criticism for initiating this?
Oh, yeah, of course. Most days online I get, hate and the odd death threat. And I would say there are a lot of people, a lot of friends or people who I was friendly with who no longer contact me and have unfriended me on social media. So there's been a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of rejection, and but I've made thousands and thousands of new friends around the country. I have this extraordinary privilege of schlepping around the country in the Jewish and non-Jewish community and finding people who have the moral clarity to stand up for Israel and for the Jewish people. So they're a much better group of friends, in my view.
that must be really hard, though. But do you generally think people are misguided, or do you think that it's as simple as people seeing photos of, Palestinian kids rolling around in the rubble with a gash coming out of their head? I mean, it's not easy to stomach these photos. Do you think they make their assessments and their political alignments based on these images that they're basically marinated in? Or do you think that they do more research than just accepting what's out in the media?
I think the vast majority just base their opinions on what they see on the media, and they are very susceptible to that propaganda. That said, there are some who do more research, and they're the ones I don't understand, because, unless you're just reading Al Jazeera, the facts on the ground are actually pretty clear, and the history of the Middle East is not that complicated, really. But I think the majority of Australians, it's not high on their list of priorities. They see snippets on the news. If all you watched was mainstream media and you saw those pictures, you'd say this is awful and Israel's gone too far and it should stop.
Mark, let me ask you if you think political leaders and institutions are doing enough to address anti-Semitism both online and in the public sphere.
Yeah, that's a really important question. Political leaders follow popular opinion. So politics is downstream of culture and follows popular opinion. So while it's important to have discussions with the politicians, in the end, what we have to do is educate and mobilize the vast majority of Australians. So as I say to people, anti-Semitism becomes as unthinkable as driving without your seatbelt, or smoking while you're pregnant, or doing any of these other things that we used to think were normal, and then we changed everyone's minds, and then the legislation followed afterwards. So we need to win the battle of people's hearts and minds in the public, and then the politicians will follow. But it just legislating this won't change people's hearts and minds.
But if we're looking at it from a matter of numbers, we're very small as the Jewish community in the nation. So if you're talking about political leaders are downstream from culture and the cultural zeitgeist or whatever's popular in cultural opinion, we're only shy of 100,000 people. So are we therefore, I mean, I shouldn't ask if we're doomed, but are we?
That's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, because we're mobilizing the non-Jewish community, because the Jewish community, as you rightly say, simply doesn't have the numbers, and at an electoral level are completely insignificant. So we have to point out to everyday Australians what it's like to be Jewish in this country, and why this tiny minority who've made an incredible contribution to our country are being bullied and marginalized. And we wouldn't tolerate it of any other minority group. If every time, what I say to Australians is, if every time an Indigenous football club wanted to play a game, they needed armed guards to protect them from hatred, we would find that completely unthinkable, intolerable, but we're happy to tolerate that as the current experience of the Jewish community. And when I point that out to everyday Australians, again, and that's terrible, we shouldn't allow that. So you're exactly right. The Jewish community needs allies like Never Again Is Now. We need to mobilize, the millions of people, millions, let's start with the Christians. Millions of Christians in this country worship the Jewish Messiah and worship a Jew. So I've started with them and I go, hey, listen, guys, every spiritual blessing you have comes from a Jew and from the Jewish people. So you owe it to the Jewish community to stand up for them now. You can't walk past them when they're being bullied and receiving hatred. So that's the strategy. Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say is the reticence on their behalf? I mean, that's why I was asking you earlier about being religious and getting involved, because I know that one of the strongest allies of Israel are the evangelical movement in the USA. And so they've become very, very strong bedfellows. And now here in Australia, what about the secular Christian community? Why would they want to join a group like this?
That's a very good question. My theory of change, our theory of change is to say, this is all about the values of Western civilization. So whether you're religious or not, the kind of country we want to live in is a Western civilizational country. And when we believe and understand what that means, we realize it's a place where minorities are free and safe. And it's in everybody's interests to safeguard that. So whether you're religious or not, I say to folk, if we tolerate anti-Semitism, that is a sign that the social cohesion and the very fabric of our civilization is being pulled apart. And we don't want that. We want a country where we don't revert into, Middle Eastern tribalism or any form of tribalism. So it is a hard sell for secular Aussies, but it can be done, and it's very important that we do it.
And my last question to you, Mark, a bit of a depressing one, but why does anti-Semitism exist, and why has it always existed?
Every time I speak to a Jewish group, I get asked that, and it's normally by, I was speaking to a group this week, and it was this beautiful little old Jewish lady sitting there in a plaintive voice going, but Mark, why? Exactly as you've answered it. I would say it's the most ancient of human hatreds, and I can only explain it in spiritual terms. I think it's fundamentally because the Jewish people are the apple of God's eye, chosen by God for God knows why, but his own reasons, chose the Jewish people in Abraham to bring the light of the Torah to the world. And if you're going to hurt someone, the most effective way to hurt them is by hurting their kids. And so I think the forces of evil in the world are turned against the people God loves the most, which is the Jewish people. Now, if you're not religious and you don't buy that analysis, it's kind of hard to explain, because you just throw your hands up and go, but why? Because as Jonathan Sacks said, it's hatred that morphs. It's a shape-shifting hatred. And we've seen that over the last 2 years. So we've always got to be vigilant against it. We've always got to stand against it. And we have to try and go to its roots. But that's where I end up. I think the persecution of the Jewish people is a sign that there exists metaphysical evil in the world. And on the other hand, the survival of the Jewish people is a sign that there exists a good, loving God who hasn't finished with our planet and certainly hasn't finished with the Jewish people.
It's almost like this paradoxical affirmation of our existence, I suppose, and this is just my own interpretation, that, every generation has its own anti-Semitism to deal with, and this is the anti-Semitism of our time right now. And in a way, I feel like it's brought a lot of Jewish people together, people that were on the periphery, people that were very secular, people that were non-practicing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of realigned their values and their religious will, and it's brought it back up again into a priority, I think, just generally speaking.
I think that's right. And also, which you probably haven't noticed, it also gives non-Jewish people an opportunity to look in the mirror and say, what kind of human being am I? What kind of country do I want? What kind of civilization do we live in? Because I think how a civilization, how a country treats its Jewish community is an indicator of its deeper values and worldview and what sort of society it is. So that's the other good that can come out of this. It's a stock take on who we really are and who we want to be.
That's absolutely right. That is perfectly said. Mark Leach, thank you so much for joining us here on SBS Hebrew, even though you didn't speak Hebrew.
Well, look, I'm actually going to Israel on Wednesday, so I'll be brushing up on my my shaloms and my yom tovs and doing my little bit to add a few more words to my vocabulary.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Thanks,
that's
Mark.
That's all right. No worries. Thank you, Mariel.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.